Gryffindor lead by 80 points to zero, and look at that firebolt go. Potter's really putting it through its paces now. See it turn. Chang's Comet is just no match for it. The firebolt's precision balance is really noticeable in these long... Jordan, are you being paid to advertise firebolts? Get on with the commentary. Ravenclaw were pulling back. They had now scored 3 goals, which put Gryffindor only 50 points ahead. If Cho got the snitch before him, Ravenclaw would win. Harry dropped lower, narrowly avoiding a Ravenclaw chaser, scanning the pitch frantically. A glint of gold, a flutter of tiny wings, the snitch was circling the Gryffindor goalpost. Harry accelerated, eyes fixed on the speck of gold ahead, but next second Cho had appeared out of thin air, blocking him. "Harry, this is no time to be a gentleman!" Wood roared as Harry swerved to avoid a collision. "Knock her off her broom if you have to!" Harry turned and caught sight of Cho. She was grinning. The snitch had vanished again. Harry turned his firebolt upwards and was soon 20 feet above the game. Out of the corner of his eye he saw Cho following him. She had decided to mark him rather than search for the snitch herself. Right then, if she wanted to tail him, she'd have to take the consequences. He dived again, and Cho, thinking he'd seen the snitch, tried to follow. Harry pulled out of the dive very sharply. She hurtled downwards, he rose fast as a bullet once more, and then saw it for the third time. The snitch was glittering way above the pitch at the Ravenclaw end. He accelerated. So, many feet below, did Cho.